a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Senate Education Committee will come to order. Good morning. Welcome, everyone. Make sure your cell phones are off. Secretary, may I call the roll, please?
Senator Gray?
Here.
Here. We have a quorum with a majority of the members-elect present. The chair will entertain a motion for approval of minutes. It has been moved by Senator Olson, seconded by Senator Nesselhoff. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The minutes are moved. Make sure if you testify today that you sign in, please make sure you identify yourself. Our agenda today, we're going to take up House Bill 1224. Then we will quickly discuss summer study items, if there are any, and then we'll wrap things up for the year is what our plan is at the current time. And once again, we are now open House Bill 1224. This revises the payment schedule for the South Dakota Opportunity Scholarship Program. We had extensive testimony in our last meeting. We had an amendment that was offered, and I will let Senator Gray have some remarks, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. At this time, I'm going to withdraw my motion, if I could. The amendment that you have before you, I think, is still not a bad idea. I think perhaps we need to modify it a little bit. I think we need to have some further discussion. I think really for the long-term sustainability of the Opportunity Scholarship Program, we're probably going to need at some point to make some changes. Unless we have a whole bunch of revenue come in or the economy turn quickly. Certainly the program has been good. I appreciated Mr. Pogany's testimony on Tuesday. I like the program. I think it has changed behaviors. I think one of the things I was concerned about, even with the amendment I offered, was getting rid of the curriculum requirements. I think that has caused some high school students to take more rigorous coursework, and I think there's some value there as well. So at this time, I'm going to withdraw my motion.
As the second, I would consent.
Okay. There's been a motion by Senator Gray, seconded by Senator Knutson to withdraw the motion. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed, no. It has been withdrawn. And what I will do, I'd like to offer the proponent and opponent approximately about 2 minutes apiece. If we just get a quick recap, I think that will help the committee, the people in the audience. So I would open it to proponents, and again, I'm just going to open it to one person, so it's just a recap on each side. Good morning. Thank you, Representative Sly, for being patient with us here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Jacqueline Sly, representative from District 33, which is an area around Rapid City. I'll just quickly recap. Basically, 1224 is a bill that would just change the way or the time frame that students are paid. And if you can just think 1-1-2-1, okay, beginning with their sophomore year, 1,000, 2,000 beginning of their senior year, 1,000 second semester. And it would, for the next 3 years, drop the amount down to $2.9 million instead of $3.9 million projected. But I know there's been other legislation that has come into play this year, too, but that was at the time that this was put together. I would agree with what Senator Gray has said, that we need to look at a more stable funding source for the Opportunity Scholarship, because it truly is a good scholarship, and I think it's doing what we intended it to do, but our funding has changed from the original source, and I have talked with Dr. Warner with the Board of Regents about that, of, you know, looking maybe at a possibility of some type of foundation being set up where people or corporations could contribute to that in some way, rather than being dependent on the legislature each year of it being prorated if we don't have the funds, because that isn't fair to our students either, to leave them out in limbo like that. And I would ask you to consider this as a possible solution for this year and the next 3 years, is less money that we would have to spend at the beginning of the freshman year. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Representative Sly. And once again, we'll just have opponents. Dr. Terman, I'll give him a minute and a half here or so to give us the other side, I guess, of the story. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Paul Terman with the South Dakota Board of Regents. And I'll just probably reinforce the
the way that the scholarship is set up is those students who take that curriculum who get the 24, the guarantee is in place that if you do those things, you would get the possibility of being in that program. And so we do have ongoing eligibility criteria that are in place, and we lose some of those students. And yes, attrition has been something that people have talked about. And I think Senator Gray's amendment helped kind of start to work through that. Could we find ways to resolve the attrition? Having a higher standard would help kind of address that issue. But I think with this new funding structure, it provides now a little bit more of a concern in the back of the mind of students. Should I take the curriculum and the chances that I might get the scholarship? And so now we're saying that you're, based on the data, 72% of the high school students will get funding rather than 100% in the way that it's currently set up. And I think what we'll start to see is fewer students taking that curriculum and fewer of the students staying in the state because they'll use financial packages from other campuses, out of state possibly, that will help sway them away. And I hope you take that into consideration as you make your decision this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The chair closes the public hearing on House Bill 1224. It is now open for discussion and or committee action. Senator Nesselhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had a chance to talk to Representative Sly about this legislation, and I'm really glad I did, because when I just read it, I had some very negative feelings towards the bill, and at the time, I questioned the motives for bringing it. But after talking to Representative Sly, I think that she is coming forth with a good faith effort, just one that I very much disagree with. I think that the more honest approach would be to just do away with the scholarship, if that's our plan to save money. Because I think once you eliminate the first year, you're going to have an awful lot of folks that just are no longer interested and either don't enroll in the program, don't bother to take the standards in high school, or just go out of state. I realize also that the Opportunity Scholarship is still relatively new. We've seen at least four bills this year to make tweaks to it, most of them not as drastic as this. I just simply cannot support renegotiating our deal we made with the students of South Dakota. So I would move this to the 41st day.
Second.
The motion before the committee is move House Bill 1224 to the 41st legislative day. It has been seconded. Any more discussion? Senator Gerstad.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I think it's difficult for me to see. This is, once again, another swipe at education is how I see it in terms of finding money. I mean, that's basically what we're talking about here, is where's the money for our state we're going forward? And the whole reason that I decided finally to run for the state legislature and come up here was to see if I couldn't shore up education and what was going on in our state for education, because I firmly believe that education is our path to the future in terms of providing leaders for our state. And we want the best educated leaders that we can get. And we have a very good university system here. It's really quite wonderful. Also good K through 12. I mean, we're doing great things with a little amount of money. So that's just kind of my overall bias. But I did, as you know, I have taught and coached at college, the college level, for 27 years. And the money, I mean, I saw this. You get to know the college inside out. You get to know recruiting. You get to know how the recruiters work. The money that you offer up front for the first year is huge. Without that incentive, you're not going to get about half of the kids that you might otherwise get. And they're going to look and say, And besides that, freshman year, by the way, is a tough year for any college student anywhere at any institution. And, they get away from home and they think, I can go out every night and have a good time. And, and then all of a sudden their grades go down and it's below 3.0 and they don't get anything. So that's not even a sure thing for their whole 4 years if we take away, or their 5 years, whatever, if we take away that first year of scholarship. So it's like Senator Nesselhoff said, let's just take away the whole thing. I mean, it's such poor planning to say, let's just remove the first year of the scholarship. I think this is an important scholarship. It's one, I mean, the kids we're talking about here is the kids that have worked hard through their high school to qualify for it, and they're the best and the brightest that we have in our state. And as Senator Nesloff said, they're going to be going elsewhere unless we can provide them. And this isn't a huge amount of money. I think state university education is around $10,000, and privates are closer to $30,000. And, you know, this isn't a huge scholarship we're offering, but it does make a difference. And I think that's what we want. We want those kids in our education systems in our state, because most likely then they're going to stay in our state. So I think it's not good planning for the future to remove this at this point. Yes, we're hurting for money like every other state, but there are other sources of money income. And I think Representative Sly had a very good idea when she had talked to Dr. Warner about alternative funding sources. I think that's wonderful. And, you know, there's the Great Plains Education Foundation, which is for education, which was built on student loans from the 80s. And I would really love, I mean, that's $120 million out there. See more of those disbursements to our education scholarships. I think that would be wonderful. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further comment from the committee? Senator Peterson, then I'll come to Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I want to apologize. I was over in House Taxation, had a bill up there. On 1224, I can understand why the bill was brought. We're searching everywhere trying to find funds for the current year or the next year. But it really concerns me that we're sending the wrong message here. I'm afraid that, and I'm probably repeating what others have said, but I'm really afraid that we're going to be losing a lot of the best and the brightest to other states if we delay this payment. They really need this money more the first year than they do that third and fourth year. And not to give them that money when they're entering college, I think would be a great mistake. And I, at this time, I just have to oppose the bill. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Any further? Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I think that I agree that I think one of the testifiers last at our previous meeting said that the first year in college is the year you need scholarship assistance more than any other. I tend to agree with that. So I don't support 1224. I do think the Gray Amendment is a very interesting concept. I think this was not the place to have that to put that amendment on after supporting the amendment the other day. But I do think that's a very serious idea, one that needs further discussion and consideration, but I'm going to be supporting the motion to the 41st day.
Any further discussion at this point? Okay. Committee, before you have the motion go to the 41st day, seeing no more discussion, all those who will in favor say aye, opposed no. The Secretary will call the roll, please.
Senator Gray?
Aye.
Bierstadt?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Knutson?
Aye.
Bruno?
Aye. House Bill 1224 goes to the 41st day. Thank you, Representative Sly. We appreciate it very much. Okay, that moves us. If anyone is interested in summer study items, if they just want a minute or two, anyone in the audience, any of the groups out there, or the committee members, if you want to have a minute or two to possibly discuss something.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Let's go with Senator Peterson and then Senator Tursett. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to suggest anything for a summer study because okay. I'm not going to be back. But before we quit for the day, I do want to tell this committee that I have thoroughly enjoyed it the past 6 years. Each and every one of you, I consider a friend, and I really appreciate the work that every one of you have done. I think that every one of you has had what's best for education in your hearts and been promoting it. And Senator Garnos, you've done an extremely valiant job, an excellent job of chairing the committee. You've been very, very fair to us. Couldn't ask for anything better. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Gierstad.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have an idea for a summer study. I don't know if that's...
It's appropriate.
And it's a big topic, and, you know, whatever. It's for seamless education for South Dakota's economic future, a study of promoting and continuing coordinating pre-K, K through 12, tech ed, and higher ed, all working together to increase graduation rates from our higher education systems, providing leaders for our future. So, you know, I haven't always seen these entities working together, and I'm seeing them start to work together, and I think it could be a bonus for our state if we can really have a seamless education. So, as I said, it's a very large topic. But and I also want to say this is absolutely my favorite committee, and it's not just because of education. It's my passion. It's because of all of you, each and every one of you. It's so much fun. I'm going to miss all of you very much when I leave. I feel like you're all part of my family. And everybody's been fair and spoken so well on education and concerned. And Cooper, you're just the best. I'm so sad that, you know, we'll be leaving and that you won't be able to play basketball with us next week. That's really sad.
Any further comment? Senator Knutson.
Mr. Chair, I do want to just, again, this is kind of a nostalgic moment or bittersweet moment. Certainly my last meeting in Senate Education, it has certainly been in my 8 years here, my favorite committee. I like this committee room. I think you get to interact with the witnesses and the people in the audience better, with your fellow committee members better. I like this environment. I've enjoyed working with the committee members. I think we've been a shining example of trying to make South Dakota better in this committee. And obviously, you're going to have a fairly substantial turnover here based just on the people that are not running for re-election. But it's been a very enjoyable committee, and I certainly have enjoyed working with all of you for the past 6 years, and pretty much everybody on the committee has been here for about four, so it has been fun.
Thank you. Any further comment? Senator Nelson.
I guess I can't pass up the opportunity to gush myself a little bit here. I guess this will be my last official statement as an education member. This has been the high point, I think, of my legislative career has been this committee. It's something I've looked forward to, something that I think has been just a fantastic experience. Even the first 2 years when it was just me and Senator Peterson, you know, duking it out down here once in a while, and we got some backup 4 years ago, and that was certainly appreciated. But it's been a fantastic experience, of course, working with you, Mr. Chairman. You had some big shoes to fill when you came in. You did a fantastic job with that. I'll even miss the snide remarks that me and Senator Knutson share quite frequently. Of course, if both of us are successful in our endeavors, we'll have joining offices next year. A couple years ago, at this point, Senator Knutson described this committee as a force for good, and I think that has certainly been true, and it's certainly been true this term. So thank you so much for just allowing us the opportunity to try and be a force for good.
Thank you. Any further comment? Okay, I just quickly want to wrap things up here, and I want to, from the committee as a whole, Claire and Sherry, thank you very much. This is a small token of our appreciation to you guys. We couldn't do this without you, and the committee has been thrilled to have you two work for us, and we've really appreciated it over the last couple of years, and you've certainly helped me out in many, many a time. I want to thank all the people that have participated over the last couple of years, from the lobbyists to the Department of Education to Secretary Oster, to all the people that come up and testified, because I can't reiterate that enough. We had many big topics in here. We didn't always vote the same, but I think we always sent a strong message that came out of the committee, whether it was on pre-K, scholarships, different funding issues. I'm I certainly agree with the term that this committee is a force for the good, and I think you can walk away and hold your head up high, because I've certainly appreciated what you've done for the committee. I've been here 12 years, and I've chaired a couple other committees and have been on many committees, but I've thoroughly enjoyed this, too. And just to, you know, speak to each one of you, Senator Olson, each one of you brought something to this committee that I think made it special. But the underlying thing, I think, is your passion, what you have for education and for kids. Senator Olson, very strong leadership, the different ideas that you brought. I look at Senator Gray, his background from being in a private school at one time when he grew up to his background in finances, which are this a great asset for the committee. So thank you to you two. I look down on the other end here. Of course, Senator Peterson served on a school board. He's a landowner, having grandchildren. I mean, I think all of us, and Senator Gray said it best the other day, when Jim talks, everybody listens. And it makes you always think twice, because it's always solid common sense. Senator Gerstad, background in teaching and coaching at higher level of education in Augustana for 27, 28 years. I mean, I don't, in terms of experience and the knowledge to have that, bring that to the committee is second to none. Senator Nesselhoff, with his 14 years of undergraduate work. You know, on a serious note, I thoroughly enjoy, I shouldn't say this, but I've thoroughly enjoyed Senator Nesselhoff over the years on the House, the Senate side. His passion, I mean, he's bright, articulate. He brings so much to the table, and that's I always get a kick out of seeing him each and every day, even though we might not agree on everything. But you bring that to that and that passion. And to me, when people have passion for something, it's second to none. And then finally, but surely not least, Senator Knutson, one of the brightest, sharpest, most articulate people the legislature has seen. And I think with his ability, you know, who knows how far he can go. But it's always nice to be able to look to my left and, you know, if you have a question about anything about the formula, this is the gentleman who crafted the formula back in 1995. So it's, you know, this is committee's pretty easy to do when you can look to that knowledge. But also, I think when I look at the committee as a whole, it's been a great committee, because you have brought so many different unique areas to the committee, and what we've done in here, I think, has been very, very positive for the most part throughout education. Once again, I want to thank everybody, and again, I think Secretary Olster has done a super job. You know, hit the ground running, and it's not an easy job, but he's done a super job and really led the Department of Education over the last couple of years, too. And I know I could go on down the list and say a lot of other people, because I certainly can, but I want to thank everyone that has participated in the process, because what makes the process great is when people participate and when people get involved, and I think it's easy to do when we talk about children. With that being said, if there is no further comment, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We wanted to show you our appreciation for your abilities and your chairing this committee. Okay. You know, you'll see that there isn't a card attached, because you just can't say it in a card. But I do want to say, in all sincerity, I think that you've been one of the most fair committee chairs that I've had the pleasure of serving with, and we certainly appreciate your outlook as well on education and your commitment to always taking this step. I think that the last thing on everybody's mind is always, is this good for the kids? And you epitomize that. And on behalf of the committee, we just got a little token of our gratitude for your great work.
Well, thank you. Okay. If there is nothing else, I would take a motion to adjourn. It has been moved by Senator Peterson, seconded by Senator Olson. We are adjourned. Thank you very much, committee. Great job.